Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
My name is Tom.
It's our technology unit, and we're going to be talking about what we do with all that electronic waste that is in our computers and our watches and our tablets. And there's so many things that we have metal in that they can't reuse easily. And so what usually happens is we take all this junk metal, we think, and we sell it to a poor country that really needs money. They don't need our junk. And they sometimes will try to burn it, but most of it ends up in landfills and just kind of destroys the land there, which is very sad.
Right. So it's our technology unit for the month of March. And we're talking about e-waste today. And that refers to the devices that you get rid of or that you don't use anymore when you upgrade to the latest iPhone or whatever.
Earbuds
or whatever. And of course, I'm guilty of this as well. I've got a drawer full of about maybe 7 or 8 phones that I used in the past.
I have 5 laptops sitting in my apartment.
That's a lot, too.
That are old that I never turn on anymore. I just need to get the hard drives out of them. But yeah, there's a lot of that junk in everyone's home.
Right. So we're talking about something called green chemistry today. And of course, chemistry refers to all the elements and all the chemicals that we can make to create different effects. And in this particular case, if it's green, it refers to being friendly to the environment. So this is chemistry that hopefully will not harm the environment and it will help recycle some of that e-waste. Let's find out what this is all about. Here's our lesson for today. It's another school day with the same ritual. You wake up to your smartphone's alarm, scroll through messages during your commute, and listen to your favorite playlist with your wireless earbuds between classes. These devices, integrated smoothly into your daily routine, certainly make life more convenient. However, where do these devices end up after you replace them? In fact, the issue of electronic waste is a growing global concern. According to the United Nations, in 2019 alone, we generated an astonishing 53.6 million tons of e-waste, an average of 7.3 kilograms per person. Projections hint at the figure soaring to 110 million tons by 2050. Unfortunately, only around 20% of e-waste is currently being recycled responsibly. However, in this e-waste crisis, there's a glint of gold, quite literally. The UK's Royal Mint, in collaboration with Canadian startup Exir, is pioneering a groundbreaking method to extract 99% of the gold from circuit boards of discarded electronics using a patented green chemical solution. As it can dissolve gold within minutes, even at room temperature, and as the solution can be reused up to 20 times, this secret formula is both efficient and eco-friendly. The magic isn't confined to gold. The technology also offers the prospect of recovering other precious metals, such as palladium, silver, and copper. The Tokyo 2020 Olympics demonstrated the potential of recycled metals. Organizers cast 5,000 gold, silver, and bronze medals using metals from 6 million cell phones and around 72,000 tons of e-waste. In line with this trend, the famous jewelry brand Pandora plans to entirely shift to recycled gold and silver by 2025. Next time your classmates chat about the latest product launches or device trends, remember this. Don't just toss away an old smartphone. Find a way to recycle it, and you might be recovering something of genuine value.
Okay, guys, let's dive in. We're going to take a look first at the title. We've got one of our words right there. Green chemistry unlocks gold. I was going to say grid. It's like a gridlock. Unlocks the gold in e-waste. There is some gold in some of these electronics that we get rid of that we're not able to actually peel away from the rest of it, I guess you could say. So they're using kind of a new technology to recycle and reuse some of this metal that is right now just going to junkyards and to landfills. And sometimes it's burned, but that's not good for the environment either. Because when you burn these metals, it just puts really dangerous chemicals into the air that we're breathing. And that's horrible, too. So you got to be careful with what you burn, like tires on a car. We know that.
Yeah.
So green chemistry. How can we make this better for our world? Chemistry is was my least favorite class in school. But I have to tell you, I had a really handsome teacher in high school. Was it high school? No, I think I had him in junior high. He was so cute that I didn't mind going so much, but I hated it. What was fun about chemistry, though, Tom, is sometimes if you mixed things the wrong way, sometimes you had a little bit of excitement in class because something would bubble up or explode if you're really bad. Did you like chemistry growing up?
I did in high school, but later on it started to become more and more difficult.
It's hard, yeah.
When they started talking about moles and stuff like that. And at that point, I started to not really understand it so much anymore. But chemistry.
Tune out.
Yeah, to tune out, basically. Yeah. It is a pretty fascinating subject, but again, it is a science, and it doesn't really involve a lot of talking to your friends and stuff like that. You've got to study really hard and memorize all sorts of stuff. But in any case, there are chemists out there who are trying to extract or unlock the gold and other metals that are trapped in e-waste. Now, it's another school day with the same ritual. You do this every day. It's your ritual. You wake up to your smartphone's alarm, scroll through messages during your commute, and listen to your favorite playlist with your wireless earbuds between classes. This could describe lots and lots of people. You wake up in the morning to the alarm of your smartphone. That means you've turned on the alarm for your smartphone. You don't need a separate alarm clock. You can just have your phone do that for you. It wakes you up, and then you probably scroll through the messages right when you're in bed still, or even after you get up, have breakfast, when you're commuting to work, you scroll through the messages, which means you're basically looking at things on your smartphone by moving things upward with your thumb and then looking at things and then swiping up again.
Right. So that's kind of the routine for a lot of people. I do use my smartphone as an alarm, but, you know, you're better off if you put your phone away from you in your head as you go to sleep. It's not very healthy for you. It's also dangerous because if your phone is right there, you tend to pick it up and look at it instead of really trying to get some good rest. So maybe I think I might invest in an old alarm clock and put it across the room like I used to. And when it goes off, you have to stumble out of bed to turn it off. That gets you up. Scroll, we use this word when we're trying to move the screen. If we're on a computer, we use a mouse sometimes, or maybe you have one of those touch pads. And you can move the screen down if you're scrolling or up. Either way. Another thing that we do sometimes is we listen to our favorite playlist as part of a routine. I don't. In the morning, I tend to catch up on news and my family. My family's been texting a lot during the night to each other, so I read those text messages first. And then we've got, of course, the wireless earbuds. Some people wear those between classes or when they're outside. Yeah, I do that more often than not, especially if I'm going walking late at night or jogging. I'll take my earbuds and my phone with me. I used to just use my iPad, but I've lost it. I can't. My iPod, those old-fashioned things they don't sell anymore, and I'm sad because they were so light and easy to take with me. But, yeah, so I wear the earpads or earbuds too, whether you use one that's associated with phone, or there are lots of different brands out there, but yeah, I like good music.
Yeah, earbuds go inside your ear, and then earphones go outside your ears.
The big ones,
the big ones. Those are earphones, and these are earbuds, which most people wear. And, of course, there's lots of people. They look like they're talking to themselves, but they're actually talking to somebody through their earbuds. They're discussing business matters, and they're very important people. And these devices, integrated smoothly into your daily routine, certainly make life more convenient. Indeed, these devices are necessary for most people. people. They are convenient, and we could not live without them. However, where do these devices end up after you replace them? Well, for me, they end up in my drawer at home. I don't really know what to do with them, but a lot of people may just simply throw them out with the trash, and that is very wasteful.
Yeah, it sure is. So we don't want to contribute to more of the waste out there. We've got lots of waste, especially those old masks that people just kind of toss around. We've got so much trash in our beautiful world that we need to get rid of. Well, we are going to be looking at what the United Nations said. They did a study in 2019 alone. We people, in all the countries around the world that they track, generated an astonishing 53.6 million tons of e-waste. To generate means just to produce. There's not much difference there. You can generate excitement. If you have a kind of an outgoing personality and you have a party, you might want to generate some enthusiasm by letting people know beforehand what you want to do and get them excited. You can generate electricity. You can actually produce real things like that or just kind of feelings as well. So we use generate quite a bit. So this is a lot of waste, 53.6 million tons of just e-waste. That doesn't include the other garbage we produce, like paper and plastic, things like that. And then per person, they've broken that down to per person, and it's an average of 7.3 kilograms per person. So that's a lot of e-waste.
It's quite a bit. That might count me in as well because my last phone died and I had to get a new one. But the old phone is still sitting in a drawer somewhere. I didn't throw it out. But projections hint at the figure soaring to 110 million tons by 2050. So here we've got the word projection. The verb form is to project, which means to forecast something, to try to figure out what's going to happen in the future, to make a guess about the future. So a projection, of course, is an estimate of what's going to happen in the future. If you work for a bank or a company, you may be required to make projections on what the market's going to be like in the future so you know where to invest your time and money.
We also use projection, or that's the act of actually shooting an image to something. You could have a projector in your company where you're looking at PowerPoint slides or a presentation that someone has put together for your company. That's a projector, and you're projecting, and a projection is what you're actually looking at. But here, yeah, you're kind of trying to see into the future and kind of give a good educated guess as to what's going to happen. So we're going to look at these projections, guys. But first, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. 我是 Pat 老师。今天讲解的是3月20 Unit 10, Green Chemistry Unlocks Gold in E-Waste. 这个单元是文艺选填的练习题，内容和电子废弃物回收有关。地球是我们目前所知道唯一适合人居的环境。在听众包括我自己，有生之年大概都不会有机会移居外星球，但是我们的地球资源有限，我们要善用既有的资源，避免浪费制造污染。3C 产品虽然便利，但是废弃的3C 产品是很大的垃圾问题。幸好现在有新的科技可以把垃圾变成黄金。我们在主题解说前，老师要提醒大家，答题的时候要先看有哪些选项可以选，把这些选项的词性标出来，虽然有些词不止一种词性，不过我们根据句子结构可以判断这一题空格要填入什么词性的单字，再根据文意找正确选项，这样答题会比较有效率哦。好，那我们一起来解题吧。请看到第一段，文章开头提到，如同往常的上学日，一切照旧，手机的闹钟响了，搭车的时候滑手机看讯息，下课的时候戴着蓝牙耳机听音乐。接着是第一题的题干，这些装置融入空格你的日常生活，确实让生活变得更加便利。原本 these devices are integrated into your daily routine， 句意就已经非常完整了。如果还要在动词后面加上东西修饰，那就只能加上副词。我们再用文意筛选，考量前后文连贯，因此第一题正确答案是 smoothly 顺畅的。 但是这些3C 产品旧了以后换了新的，那旧的又该怎么办呢？就是请看第二段第二题。事实上，电子废弃物是日益严重的全球空格。不定冠词之后必须加上单数可数名词。考量前后文，第二题正确答案应该选 F, concern, 引发关切，令人担忧的事情，表示电子垃圾问题是一项日益引发全球关切的议题。根据联合国统计，单单在2019年，我们就制造出5360万公吨的电子废弃物，平均每人制造 7.3 公斤的电子废弃物。就是请看第三题，这个句子只有主词 projections 预测，没有主要动词，因此空格应该找一个文意上可以跟预测搭配的动词。我们从前后文来筛选，第三题正确答案是 I, hinted, 暗示，表示预测暗示到西元2050年这个数字将可能飙升到 1.1 亿吨。下一句说，很不幸的，只有大约 20% 的电子废弃物以负责任的方式回收。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about e-waste, which comes from our electronic devices that we have. And we've got lots of electronic devices. Right now, our world seems to be shifting all to electronic. You don't see many real working engines anymore that need gasoline or fuel like that. Everything's going electric. Or digital, you could say. When we left you, we were talking about a projection that the United Nations made based on their study of this global concern. They found, this is back in 2019, so this was a few years ago. You can just add more to the waste that they projected back then because we're producing more, even more than they did in 2019. In just that year, people around the world produced an astonishing 53.6 million tons of e-waste. It's a lot, even per person, it's 7.3 kilograms per person. These projections hint or give you this idea, kind of give you a clue that the figure soaring to 110 million tons will happen by 2050. And it seems like a long ways away, but I used to think that 2020 would never get here. So time's moving really fast. If you use that verb to soar, it just means to move up very quickly. A bird can soar, an airplane can soar, but your emotions can soar, and also numbers. You'll often see them described kind of the economy like that. If it's soaring, it's doing very well. It's going up.
Right, so you might think, well, if we've got all this electronic waste, why don't we just recycle it? Problem solved. But unfortunately, only around 20% of e-waste is currently being recycled responsibly, which means some of it is being recycled but not responsibly or irresponsibly. So that means they're probably maybe doing more harm than good by trying to recycle that e-waste. And moving on now to the next paragraph here, it says, however, in this e-waste crisis, there's a glint of gold, quite literally. A glint is like a flash of light from a very bright substance. In this case, it could be a glint of light coming from a windshield outside or a glint of light coming from a piece of gold. And that just means a hint of progress or a hint of promise, sort of like a promise. And we're saying this literally because we are talking about gold. We're not making this into a metaphor.
Yeah, glint is, or gold is so shiny that I think it's great that they're throwing in this glint of gold that you don't usually see at this level. We'll also use it to talk about someone's emotions. There was a glint of anger in his eyes. You'll see that sometimes. But this is just, as Tom said, it's a reflection. And gold does reflect. It's so nice and shiny and beautiful. So the UK's got a thing called the Royal Mint, and they make their coins over there for them. And in collaboration, so they're joining forces, they're working together with a Canadian startup. A startup is a brand new company. Those are kind of fun to work in. If you ever get a chance, I encourage you to do it. That was the best fun I ever had working. So the Royal Mint is working with this startup company called Exir, and it's pioneering a groundbreaking method to extract 99% of the gold from circuit boards of discarded electronics using a patented green chemical solution. So this is something they came up with. This is their invention. So if you invent something, you want to put a patent on it, which gives you the legal right, to say, this is ours. If anybody else uses it, you have to pay us money first. Again, collaboration just means to work together with somebody. Could be two companies together, could be two people together. It doesn't matter. Groundbreaking means something brand new, that's never been done before. And if you extract something, I think of the dentist when I see this word, and I think of a dentist pulling a tooth out. So to extract means to remove something from something else. A circuit board has all those complicated wires in your computer that allow it to function.
Exactly. A circuit is an electric road, basically, as you say in Chinese. And circuit boards, of course, are produced in large numbers here in Taiwan. And again, patented means you've applied to the government for the right to reproduce this product. And we've got chemical solutions, which are basically mixtures of chemicals that perform certain tasks. And as it can dissolve gold within minutes, or because it can do this even at room temperature,And as the solution can be reused up to 20 times, this secret formula is both efficient and eco-friendly. So yes, indeed, it can dissolve gold very quickly. To dissolve means to just break something down into smaller forms. You might want to dissolve, say, sugar in your glass of tea or something. You stir it around until the sugar is dissolved, and then you can drink your tea. And, of course, this can happen even at room temperature, and this solution can be used again and again up to 20 times. So, therefore, we conclude that it is both efficient and eco-friendly.
It's something you definitely wouldn't want to get on a hand that's not protected by some sort of glove. Because if it can dissolve gold, it probably can dissolve bone. So be careful with that. Dissolve, we also use it, guys, to talk about ending a friendship or ending a collaboration. If you're in business with somebody, you can dissolve your corporation, you could say, or we've decided to dissolve our marriage. Some people might put it like that as well. But here it's actually taking something really hard and solid and changing it into a liquid. Moving on to the next paragraph, we've got the magic here isn't confined to gold. So it goes beyond the gold. In what way, Tom?
Well, the technology also offers the prospect or the potential of recovering other precious metals such as palladium, silver, and copper. So this is a prospect, something that might happen in the future. And yes, we could recover other metals like palladium, that's an element, silver and copper are both elements, maybe even rare earths as well. And the Tokyo 2020 Olympics demonstrated the potential of recycled metals. You may have heard about this. Mm-hmm. Organizers cashed 5,000 gold, silver, and bronze medals using metals from 6 million cell phones and around 72,000 tons of e-waste. So, of course, if you make something out of metal, you melt it down and then you pour it into a mold, we say you cast that thing. Mm-hmm. So these metals were cast from molten gold and silver and bronze. They were cast into metals. And these metals, different kinds of metal, came from 6 million cell phones and lots of e-waste.
Yeah, we use cast, too, to talk about if you break a bone in your body and your doctors put something around it to protect that bone while it's growing back together, that's your cast. Yeah, so that's pretty impressive, I must say. They had to get the waste from 6 million cell phones, but boy, did they use it in a really wonderful way. And they got rid of, or they saved, I guess, they recycled 72,000 tons of e-waste. So in line with this trend, or going along the same pathway, we've got a famous jewelry brand named Pandora. That's a great name for jewelry. Pandora's Box, remember? So Pandora, this company, plans to entirely shift or change, move to recycled gold and silver by 2025. So if you want to be very green, you can support them as well. So we've got a question here at the very end that kind of gives you a challenge. Next time your classmates chat about the latest product launches, a product launch is when that new product first goes onto the open market that you can buy it. Or maybe your classmates are talking about device trends, what's popular, what's cool. Remember this, don't just toss away an old smartphone.
Exactly right. So this is something you might keep in mind. Don't just toss it out. Find a way to recycle it, and you might be recovering something of genuine value, even the gold inside the phone. And if you collect enough gold from, maybe 1,000 cell phones or something like that, you might have enough gold to buy a new house or something. Who knows? Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
紧接着请看第四题。然而在这场电子废弃物危机当中 There's a glint of gold, quiet, 空格。我们知道 a glint of gold 是一种比喻，而从后面的句子可以看出，运用新科技可以从这些产品提取黄金，因此也有字面上的意思。所以第四题答案选 C, literally, 字面上的，表示在这场电子垃圾危机当中却有一丝希望如黄金般闪耀。确实就是字面上的意思。在这里 ,a glint of gold 可以视为一语双关，具体说是一种比喻的修辞说法，在修辞上用来传达在电子垃圾这个问题中积极有价值的面向，而同时又如字面上的意思，这些废弃物里面的确有黄金。紧接着第五题，英国皇家铸币厂与加拿大新创公司 Exier 公司这家公司合作，打造出突破性的方法，使用一种获得专利的绿色化学溶液，从空格电子产品的电路板当中提取 99% 的黄金。Electronics 是名词，表示电子产品，前面的空格只能用形容词来修饰后面的电子产品。我们在选项里找形容词，再以前后文筛选，第五题选 A, discarded, 遭丢弃的。再来我们看第六题，由于这种溶液在几分钟内就可以溶解黄金，甚至在室温以下也管用，而且还可以重复使用多达20次，这个 秘配方既怎么样又环保， both and 这是双词对的连接词， and 前后词性要一样， eco-friendly 是形容词，我们也必须从选项当中找出形容词，考量前后文的文意，第六题应该选 G, efficient, 有效率的。紧接着请看第七题，空格前面是 be 动词， 90% 的几率会配上过去分词形成被动语态，从选项里用前后文文意筛选，所以第七题答案选 D, confine, 局限，表示魔法并不仅限于黄金。接着请看第八题，这项技术还提供了回收其他贵金属的前景可能性，如钯、银和铜。2020东京奥运就展示了回收金属的空格，在定冠词 the 的后面 of 的前面，这个位置只能放名词，我们用前后文筛选，所以第八题答案选 J, potential, 潜力。好，接着我们看冬奥的主办单位铸造了5000面金牌、银牌、铜牌，他们所使用的金属是从600万只手机以及72000公吨的电子废弃物萃取而来。紧接着请看第九题，本空格应填原形动词，因为 entirely 前面是不定词的 to, 所以动词必须是原形动词，再用上下文筛选，因此第九题答案选 H, shift to, 转换到，表示与此趋势一致。著名珠宝品牌潘多拉计划在西元2025年之前完全转向使用回收的金和银。最后请看到第五段，下次当你的同学聊起最近一次产品发表会或最新电子装置的趋势的时候，请记得这一点。接着第十题， Don't just 空格 an old smartphone, Don't 开头的句子是祈使句，表示不要怎么样， Don't 后面要用原形动词，用上下文筛选，第十题答案选 B, toss away, 丢掉。以上是我们对这篇文艺选题所做的解题中文讲解，希望同学多多练习，熟悉解题技巧。 See you next time.
That's it for today. Thanks for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. And do be responsible with your electronic devices. Figure out ways to recycle them, and maybe you can produce medals for the next time there's a major athletic competition here in Taiwan. Who knows? From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.